NHL playoffs began yesterday. It was night one, and at PNC Arena, it was game one of the entirety of the NHL playoffs. And one of the reasons I know it's the playoffs, not just the towels being waved, but man, press rows crowded. It's cool to see. Tom Gallitti from NHL.com. They call him a regional writer. I know he's a big game writer because he was in town and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Mr. Gallitti, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. It was fun last night. Should there have been more goals in that game?
There could have been. I think for both teams, Shesterkin, I thought, played really well for the Islanders and Ranta. And he made some big saves when he was called upon, particularly, I would say, early in the third and the first couple of minutes and then the last couple of minutes of the third. Those were his best moments. So, yeah, there could have been more goals. I think both teams probably think they can generate more. And we might see more as the series goes on. But 2-1 might be a common score for the game.
I joked with a friend of mine who covers the Islanders, and I think it's a race to three. I mean, these two teams just played a 2-1 game a little over two weeks ago, I believe, Sunday, and it looked very similar to this one. I think this one had more scoring chances both ways than maybe we give it credit. Just going back and watching it again, like whether expected goals really matters, but expected goals had Carolina winning that 4-3. So, I think both goaltenders played well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think both goalies played well. I do think that Carolina did a pretty good job, though, for much of the game of bottling things up. They didn't really be able to give the Islanders much as far as in transition or anything like that, and that's a good way to win a game. I mean, after those first two shots, those chances they had early in the third, one was Lee, I remember, and I can't remember the second one. After that, there was really nothing until the last couple of minutes, and you know the Islanders just could not get through the neutral zone against Carolina, you know, and with the way Carolina also, you know, pressures them in their end too. So that was that's probably something that's not talked about enough, about how, you know, good Carolina is playing those games, and they're going to have to be in this series because I think it's going to be, like we just said, it could be a race to three. Three might be an empty netter. We don't know if we get there, you know. So I do feel like it was a typical game one, though. There was a little bit of feeling out and a little bit of back and forth. You know, Carolina had the crowd early behind it and got the early power play goal, and then the Islanders kind of pushed back in the second half of the first period, and it kind of went back and forth there. So I think you'll see maybe teams get more to their games as the series progress.
The decision for Rod Brind'Amour to take the Jordan Staal line and put it on Bo Horvat, Matthew Barzal, and Anders Lee. And I thought for the most part in the first two periods, the Horvat line was defending and trying to get the puck from Staal, Fast, and Martinook. I think it wore them out a little bit, but I also think they had their moments.
Yeah, they did. And I thought that, you know, Matt Barzal, I think he'll get better. You know, that was his first game in, you know, a month and a half or something like that. And you could see as the game went on, he got more and more comfortable. And he tried some things early in the game that, like, he was just a little bit off on, and then they started coming a little bit more as the game went on. So, but like you said, I thought that, you know, the Staal line did a really good job. Not surprised they went with that matchup. The one thing with the Islanders is that, you know, when they were playing well down the stretch without Barzal, it was that Brock Nelson second line that played so well. And I thought, the Islanders the Hurricanes did a pretty good job of keeping them and holding them in check as well.
Yeah, the funny thing, and we're talking with Tom Gallitti of NHL.com, because you mentioned who that other player was early in the third period with the scoring chance. It was Pierre Engvall, who the Islanders got from Toronto. And if I'm not mistaken, he has outscored Bo Horvat with the Islanders, and the Horvat trade happened way sooner than the Engvall trade. The Engvall was more right at the deadline than the Horvat trade, which kept a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so prior to it. So, yeah, Engvall has been a very good addition for that team. The Hurricanes scored two power play goals. I mean, I don't know how that wasn't the lead on NHL.com all over the place. Hurricanes' power play has just been a mess the last few weeks.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at the numbers, you know, since Svechnikov went out in the 18 games, it was something like 10%
or
whatever. And the only team in the league that was worse during that time was the Islanders.
Right.
It was like 9%. So there are two teams that have had issues in the power play late in the season. So if I told you that the first game was going to be decided by the power play, you'd be like, oh, maybe? Like, I don't know. But, you know, I think one of the keys I had going into the game last night is a team that figures out the power play first is going to have an advantage. And obviously Carolina took 5 seconds to figure theirs out. And just, you know, that can happen sometimes in the playoffs. Like you're terrible in the power play, you're terrible in the power play, and all of a sudden you score in the right away in your first chance, and that can spark you, and it feels like a completely different season. You've seen that before. And maybe that's what's going to happen for Carolina. I'm sure that's what they're hoping, because they clicked on the second one, too, in less than a minute. So
yeah, you know, it's interesting about the power play, and maybe it's a like self-protection, but I've always thought that it's just don't lose special teams in the postseason. Carolina's four exits the last 4 years, they have just got their other whoever they played, Rangers last year, Tampa the year before, Boston the two previous years. Their power plays just owned Carolina. Wasn't that Carolina didn't score any power play goals? They scored a few.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, they just couldn't stop giving up power play goals. I think if it's a wash, I think it's good for Carolina because their 5-on-5 game's so good.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think, you know, them getting power play goals is definitely a bonus for them. You know, it feels like, or at least, you know, and that can also carry over into their 5-on-5 game, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you see the puck go in the net, and then people get confidence. They're probably, you know, there were some good chances they had 5-on-5 too, you know, and as we said, you know, the Shesterkin was really good, Sorokin, and you know, just one of those, you know, things where he made an inch here and inch there, they could have had another goal. So we'll be interesting to see if they keep getting chances like that. You knew Sorokin was going to be good, right?
Yes.
So that was basically what you expected too, and then Ranta held up his end and giving up only the one goal, which was kind of a fluky play. I don't know if you can blame him or not. I mean, I guess you can, but it was just a missed shot that totally threw his timing off.
Yeah, and it wasn't even on net. If Ranta lets it go, it just goes into corner harmlessly.
Yeah. It's just a fluke play. Yeah. So, I mean, you've seen plays like that before where the goalie gets completely thrown off when the shot is missed or whatever, and that was one of those weird plays. But, you know, he didn't – that was the good sign with that is that he didn't let that bother him. He just went back to top and – everything. So
yeah, like 2 minutes later he had to stop Barzal right on a pass from Horvat. The best moment that line had 5-on-5 was Horvat from the left wall to Barzal in front, and Ranta was up to the task. Tom Gallitti from NHL.com is joining us. This little corner of the bracket is essentially the triangle where we are here versus the tri-state area. There's no team in Connecticut, so I'm just taking some liberties here. But how did you see this little corner? I mean, the Hurricanes are not the same team that started the season.
No, I think, you know, the Hurricanes are going to have to, you know, gut some things out here because they don't have Svechnikov, and they thought they were going to have Pacioretty, and they don't have him. So they're going to really have to grind games out and find ways to win, you know, maybe not 2-1, but 3-2. So maybe in this series it'll be 2-1 because the Islanders have struggles scoring as well. But as if they move on, it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to get scoring from, you know, other parts of their lineup. I thought like Nason getting a power play goal last night was a good thing for them as well. You know, you're getting a guy, you know, he's a good guy in front of the net, as we saw. So stuff goals like that, those are the kind of goals you need to score in the playoffs, either power play or 5-on-5, just having guys in front of the net and score on deflections. So that's what you kind of look for. It's not going to be pretty stuff. It's going to be shots and deflections a lot of times. And so I thought that was a good sign for them as well.
Yeah, that's their game. I mean, shots from the point, they had more goals from the blue line than any team in the NHL. Traffic in front. Brent Burns was an elite player last night. I know you've seen Carolina plenty. I know Carolina's run through some pretty good players playing next to Jacob Slavin. I don't think anybody has played as well as Brent Burns has played, especially the last 3 months. He
was really good last night.
Yep.
Really good. Yeah.
He's been that way pretty much. It took a while to just get the flow of it for him. But I think the way Carolina plays just plays right into what he wants to do as a player. He gets some freedom to jump up in the play. He can use his forward skills as well. Real quick, who do you like in the Devils-Rangers series?
Oh, that's going to be a good one. I picked the Devils, but I could see that going either way. Maybe the Rangers' experience, I think, could help them win that series. You know, when a team goes to the playoffs for the first time, some guys face a learning curve there, and some of their young guys in New Jersey are going to go through that. But I think the Devils' speed. I like their speed. I like their youth and just throughout their balance, throughout their lines. It's going to be for them. It's whether they get enough goaltending from Banchek, because the guy at the other end is going to be really good.
Yes, Shesterkin. The Hurricanes have dealt with Igor Shesterkin before. It just seems like last year. Tom Gallitti at Tom Gallitti NHL on Twitter, NHL writer. I appreciate your time. We'll see you at the rink tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Adam.